Represented by the Secretary to the State Government, Prince Wole Oyebamiji, the governor explained that the process would trigger the growth of many cottage industries across rural communities of the state. Governor Oyetola said the training program would cover wide areas of vocations.
The program will cover the following vocations, among others: black soap making, coconut oil processing, snail rearing, local bean production, garri processing, so fresh fufu making, animal feeds, and honeybee cultivation. This program has also been packaged to equip participants with skills, competencies, and appropriate technologies suitable for the conversion of most of the agricultural waste to wealth.
He stated that one of the core primary objectives of his administration was to institute a process towards the liberation of the socio-economic structure and institutions to boost the gross domestic product of the state. The governor added that self-sustenance of individuals was achievable through a systematic exploration of natural endowment, particularly at a time when paid job was no more fashionable. Earlier in a welcome address, the State Commissioner for Human Resources and Capacity Building, Alhaji Latifa Adgiwa, noted that the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on global unemployment crisis had made it more imperative to be aggressive about building skills in citizens, particularly rural women.
It's a pity that there is a high level of unemployment, so much more in the post-COVID-19 era in many parts of the world today. This is giving governments all over the world today a sleepless night.
Mrs. Giwa hinted that government aimed at training 2,500 young persons, both male and female, with particular reference on rural dwellers who reside where the bulk of agricultural waste littered. The facilitator of the Skill Acquisition Initiative, Mrs. Victoria Oluwaseun, pointed out that all the Nigerian agricultural waste had capacity for industrial development of the country.
You have some of all these raw materials around you that you can actually use, such as, once you have an industry of black soap, for example, you have all what it takes just around you. You have plantain stalk, that is a waste. You have coconut shell. You can use cocoa pod. You can use palm frond. You can use this agricultural waste that we consider to be waste to make up an industry of black soap.
Mrs. Oluwaseun said the COVID-19 experience had shown that Nigeria need to take advantage of the homegrown plant to reduce excessive dependence on imported materials and build a strong economy. Some of the participants, including Mrs. Bashirat Aziz and Mr. Kunle Thomas, promised to take advantage of the training to start their own cottage industries. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.